We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samach Vav, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a brand new parak, Parak Almono L'Kohen Gadol. This parak discusses that a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, eats Truma, and also a Yisraelis that's married to a Kohen eat Truma, and not only could they eat Truma, but their Avodim eat Truma. That means if a Yisraelis is married to a Kohen, and so she eats Truma, her avadim eat Truma also. If she has her own avadim, they eat Truma. Because she eats Truma, their avadim eat Truma also. The Gemara is in Darshav and Pasek, this halacha. There's another halacha, that a bas kayin eats Truma because her father is a kayin, and her avadim will eat Truma also. A bas kayin will eat Truma because her father is a kayin, and her avadim will eat Truma also. But if she marries the Israel, if she marries the Israel, she loses her chance to eat Truma. We'll see that more as we go along on the parak. The beginning of the parak discusses different type of avodim. There's avdim alug and avdim tzarim barzal. That means that when a isha gets married, she has her own nechasim she comes in with. Her father gave her some possessions, either avodim or kalim, different furniture, so or different properties. So there's different type of ways of bringing it into the marriage. One's called avdim, one's called nechsim alug, one's called nechsim tzarim barzal. Nechsim alug means that the principal belongs to her still, and just the baal eats the peiros, eats the profits of whatever she brings in. That means if she brings in avadim, he'll be able to use the shtamshus of the avadim. If she brings in properties, he'll collect the rent of the properties, but the principal will still belong to his wife. That's called nechsim alug. Nechsim tzarim barzal is that the baal takes responsibility of the keren, of the principle of the item she brings in, and they write it in a shtar. They first have it appraised by professional appraisers, and they write it in the ksuba that he took responsibility for this item. For example, if she brings in a piece of furniture, not only could he use it, but he's also taking responsibility. If it gets ruined, he will replace the same exact value of this item, because he took responsibility on the principal, and that's called tzoyim barzel. And by avodim, the same thing. He takes responsibility on the principal. The evidence dies, he's going to pay the exact value of the evidence. If ever goes up or down in price, he will take responsibility for that. That's the two types. So now, avdei tzoyim barzel, obviously, anything that's tzoyim barzel belongs more to the husband than nechsim alug. Nechsim alug, the principal is all the way, belongs to the wife, and he just eats the profits. Mashiach and tzoyim barzel, the husband has more of a bailus on the principal, more of ownership on the principal. So now with those hakdamas, let's try to see the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Amanu Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyet. Now, usually, someone marries a Kohen Gadol, someone marries a Kohen Hedyet. If the Isha marries them, she eats Truma. In this case, she will not eat Truma. Why? Because Amanu Kohen Gadol is a marriage that is awesome. And she becomes a Chalala. So Amanu Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyet, Hechnisa loy avdim alog. In this marriage, she brought in avodim that were nichsim alug, which means she owns the principal, the avdi tzarim barzel, and she brought in also avdi tzarim barzel, which means in the ksuba they wrote about these avodim that he's taking responsibility, it was appraised, and he's taking responsibility of the value. So halacha is like this: avdim alug lo yoichlu v'chuma. The avdim alug don't eat chuma. Avdi tzarim barzel yoichlu, but the avdi tzarim barzel will eat chuma. Ve'elu hein avdim alug in meisu meisu lo v'mesiru siru lo. What is avdim alug? Nichsim alug are things that she is responsible for the principal. It's her principal. He's receiving the parents. So afa pi shu chayiv b'mezaynosam. Even though, since he's using the shtamshes of the eved, he's chayiv b'mezaynos, but still belongs to the isha technically, the principal. And therefore, arei elu lo yechlu b'truma. Therefore, they will not eat truma. Why? Because the isha herself is not eating truma. Why? Because she's almana l'kayin gadol or grusha chus l'kayin hedid, which is a marriage that's aser. She's a chalala. Since she's not eating truma, her avadim can't eat truma either. And it's her avadim. The principal is hers. So it's her avadim. Therefore, even though the avadim actually eating from the husband's nechasim, but still the eved belongs to her. And therefore, the eved will not eat truma. The elu hen avdi tzayim parzo. What's example of Avitzayim Barzal? Meisu Meisu Loi. If the Eved would die, he would be responsible for Meisiru Siru Loi. If it went up in price, he will get the profits. So, Ha'ovu Chai Bach Yusum, since he is Chai for responsibility for these Avodim, so it's considered as his, Harei Elu Yoichlu B'Truma. They will eat Truma because he is not a Chalala. He did something wrong for marrying the Amana. If they have children, the children will be a Chalala, but nothing happened to him. He did Avera, but anything he owns could eat Truma. So therefore, the Avdei Tzayim Barzal will eat Truma. The Avdei Malug will not eat Truma, because the Avdei Malug belonged to her. the Avde, Tzayim Barzo belong to a certain extent to him. Talk to Mishnah Vayta. Bas Yisrael, Shanisis L'Koyim. If a Bas Yisrael, which means she was not a Amana, not a Grusha, and she marries a Koyin, Bechnisa Lo Yavodim, obviously we're talking about a Koyin Hedit, because anytime, here it says L'Koyin, and Bas Yisrael, it could be a Koyin Gadol also, if she was never married before. So Bas Yisrael, Shanisis L'Koyin, Bechnisa Lo Yavodim, and she brought an Avodim, Bein Avdim Luk, Bein Avdim Tzayim Barzo, Re'elech V'Chumah, they both eat B'Chumah, because in this case, the Avdim Luk eat because of her, because she's eating truma now, because she's a bas yisrael married to a kohen, and it's not, she didn't become a halala because it wasn't a marriage that's aser. And the avdei tzayim barzel will eat truma like every time a kohen owns the avadim, avdei tzayim barzel they eat truma. Well, bas kohen shenisis li yisrael, the opposite case. If you have a bas kohen until now was eating truma and she gets married to yisrael v'chnis loy avadim, and she brought in avadim bein avdim lug bein avdei tzayim barzel rei lo yechlu v'chuma, they both will not eat truma because she lost her right to eat truma because she married yisrael. Therefore, her avadim won't eat truma either. And obviously, anything that belongs to the husband who's a yisrael won't eat truma because he is a yisrael. So, like upon him, those cases, the last two cases of the Mishnah, are very clear. It's not a shayla of aveira there. There are bas yisrael that marries a kohen, everyone eats truma, and a bas kohen that marries yisrael, no one eats truma. That's the Mishnah. So tomorrow first we'll discuss the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah, it said that the Avdei Malug, her Avdei Malug, will not eat Chuma. Now even though she is married to a Kayin, and this is her purchase, this is her Nechasim, still, the will not eat, Avdei will not eat Chuma. The Avdei Malug will not eat Chuma. The Gemara doesn't want to figure out why. Tomorrow first start, the reason is because anything she owns does not eat Chuma. We thought maybe that when a Bas Yisrael marries a Kayin, the only one who eats truma is the Isha herself. But her kinyanim, things that she owns, that array is a step removed, maybe that won't eat truma. V'avdim v'lug lo yechuv v'truma, ma'ay l'hav v'kikinyanoy shekona kinyan. Let it be like a kinyan of the kayin that has a kinyan, which means if his wife has a kinyan or if his eved has a kinyan, the halacha will see in the braisa that they eat truma, that they could eat truma. The talent in the braisa. How do you know, first of all, if a kohen marries a wife or a kohen that buys avodim, that the isha or the avodim eat truma? How do you know? It says in the pasuk, the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasboy hu yoichlu boy. A kohen that purchases something with kesef, that thing, that purchase will eat truma. And that means either his wife, who has kinyan kesef on, or his avadim. The halacha is that those people eat truma. Munayim, that says that's the first pasuk. Munayim leishah shekan avadim. But how do you know if that wife owns avadim, or the avadim shekan avadim, or his avadim own avadim? How do you know she yechlu b'truma? How do you know they eat truma? Shenamah, it says in the pasuk, "Koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hi yechlu boy." And the Gemara darshes the extra word is kinyan kasboy, and we darshen kinyano shekana kinyan oichel, that his kinyan that bought a kinyan also eats. Like you read the pasuk like this, koyin ki yikne kinyan kasboy nefesh, a koyin that his kinyan kasboy bought a nefesh, that they eat chuma. Now, you have to speak out, Rashi speaks out, Dukhari, how is it possible for Avodim to own Avodim? Don't we have a rule, Mashakona Eved Kona Rabbi, whatever the Eved's kind of goes to the master? So how is it ever possible for Avodim to be kind of Avodim? So Rashi answers, it's possible in a case where they gave someone gave the Eved the money to buy Eved, I'm not saying Rabbi Shusboy, so it's possible to have it. There's a way to give something to an Eved, a manas that his master has no Rishus, but condition that the master has no resource on it, and therefore it's possible to have a case where his avodim own avodim. But this price says, like upon him, that a kinyan of a kohen that owns something is truma. So why here won't the avdim look eat truma? So good, you told me the wife doesn't eat. So what does that make a difference? So Gemara says, yeah, it makes a difference. I'll tell you the teretz. Everything Gemara. Kala oichel machel. Kol sheina oichel einay machel. Whoever could eat truma, they could be machel with truma. Kosher einim oichel, which means here is the isha is not eating truma herself. Einim machel, she cannot feed. She cannot. No one can eat machmas her because of her. No one can eat truma because she can't eat herself. Frankly, Gemara, you know that's not true. You find a musik that you could. V'loi, very oral. Oral is a kohen who did not get a bris milah. The halacha is a kohen who did not do a bris milah cannot eat truma. But if he owns avadim, his or he marries someone, that those people can eat truma. Very oral, and also v'chal tameim any koinus tamei she'ina oichlim they can't eat. Marchilim they be machel their avodim and the wife b'truma. And the Gemara no hasam pamayu ka'avluhu. So the way Rashi learns is that there it's not a real psul. There it's shayach to have a takana because the oral could get a mila, and then he'll be able to do truma. Same thing with tameim, he go to a mikvah since it's oimed to be fixed. Therefore they can machel. Mashen can hear. She's a halala, she can't eat alamas, therefore it's not a dimyan. That's what Rashi learns. But there's a little problem, so the Ritva and the Mitzvah Esav both ask this question, that oral means usually someone whose brothers died machmas mila, and therefore he couldn't get a mila. So here, this oral can't get a mila because it's dangerous. So, and still he's Michael Batuma, so why are you saying it's possible to be fixed? So they answer, because it's possible that he'll get healed, and they'll be able to see from his blood that it clots better, and be able to get a mila, therefore it's cool that he has takana. But other achroinim learn, the Gemara means to say is like this, that a oral is not a psul machmas kahuna. It's not a psul machmas is kedusha. That's why he can be machal. Masha inkein, someone who's a halala, is machmas the kedusha is kohen that the apostle, there, we understand, it can't be machal. So Gemara right now is saying is, pshat is, that since they're missing something about a halala, so she can't be michael her avodim b'tshuma. For like tomorrow, I'll show you, even someone who's missing the kedusha could be michael. Very mamzer shein oichel machel. A mamzer could also be michael b'tshuma. What's example of a mamzer? So Rashi gives an example like this: that a bas yisrael is married to a kohen, and she's tshuma, right? And she has a daughter. And the halacha is, if her husband dies, so if she has no children, she can't eat tshuma. Because she's a Bas Yisrael, and her Kohen husband is not alive anymore. But if she has children, that keeps her husband's memory alive a little bit, and she can eat truma. Now, let's say she has a daughter, and that daughter marries a mamzer and has a son. And her daughter dies, her husband and her daughter dies. And all that's left is this mamzer grandson is alive. The halacha is, she eats truma. Why is she eating truma? Because the grandson's being Michael, her truma. So you see, a mamzer who has no kedusha give Michael but truma. So it's back shver over here. Why can't this amana who's married to a Kohen Gadol be Michael her avodim b'tshuma? Because it's a kinyan, shekana kinyan. It's a kinyan of a Kohen Gadol, that's kana kinyan. She can't eat, so what? We find even if someone can't eat, it could still be Michael, like you find by a mamzer. So Gemara doesn't have a few mahalchim pshat in this halach. So the first one is like this. Amar Ravina. Good, you brought me right for mamzer. But here is different. Amar Ravina. Kinyan oichel ka'amar. Kinyan oichel machel, shein oichel ein machel. Here we're talking about this isha is not being meichel b'tshuma mitzad that she's a kahenes or she's episa kedusha. Her whole mila is she's a kinyan of a kohen. A kinyan of a kohen only could be meichel her own possessions with truma if she herself is eating a truma. That's the halacha. Because she herself is eating a truma, then she could be meichel someone else. If she herself doesn't eat truma, so there's a chink in the link. And there's a hefsik in the link between the kohen and the eved, because her eved, and therefore they will not be able to eat truma. So right, mamzer is Michael, even though he himself can't eat, because he be'etzem is kadosh be'kedushas kahuna, because he's enikel of the kohen, therefore he's keeping the kohen alive. So therefore, that's be'etzem, that makes the difference if he can't eat. Masha'inkin over here, we're... It's the whole mila would be, not because she's Kaddish, because she's a kinyan of someone, so there, that will not be able to Michael. That's the first teretz. Pshat in our Mishnah is because the kinyan of a kohen cannot be Michael or Avadim Atchum if she herself can't eat Chum. Another teretz. Rav Amah, may the Raisa Meichel Achli. Be'etzem, really, this Eved of the Isha who became a Chalola through marrying Almano Kohen Gadol, really could eat Chumah. The Eved could eat Chumah. But Rabbanu, the Gazi Behu, Rabbanu wants her to get divorced. So therefore, Rabbanu made a gzeira. Kadesh Toymar, ni ain't the echelas. I'm not eating tshuma from this marriage. Avdi ain't the echelas. My avodim not eating tshuma. Zoyna hi esle. Look, everyone considers me a zoyna. Hilkoch also la afuka. Therefore, will come, she'll get a get, because she's not going to be happy in this marriage. She's a second class citizen, she's not eating tshuma. Her avodim don't eat tshuma. And therefore, we want to make it difficult and awkward, and therefore they'll get divorced. That's teres number two. Teres number three, Rav Ashi Amar, Gzeira Shematacha La'acha Misa. We are worried that if her avodim eat truma now while she's married to Kohen Gadol, if Kohen Gadol dies, she's going to continue feeding her Eved Bet Truma. So that's why we don't give a truma. Pray to Gemara, Elamiato, Bas Yisrael Shnissus the Koyin, Sloy Sachel. Every Bas Yisrael married the Koyin shouldn't feed her Avadim Truma. Why? Kugzeru Shematachel Achamisa. Maybe after the Koyin dies, she'll continue feeding her Avadim Truma. That means we're saying like this. She can't feed the Avadim Truma because maybe after her husband dies, she's going to feed Truma to the Avadim. That's not right because the Koyin's not alive anymore. So that's why we don't feed a Truma by Amalek and Gala. Right? More than every time, you shouldn't indeed. Every Bas Yisrael Koyin should not feed Avadim Truma because after the Koyin dies, she's going to continue feeding the Avadim Truma. That's the Gemara's Taina. Right? Taisvis, Anachab, it's not a Dimyan. By a regular case of a Bas Yisrael Koyin with no psulim, so she herself was eating truma till now. After her husband died, she stops eating truma, so she'll have to stop giving her eved. But in this case, in our Mishnah, where she herself is not eating truma, if you feed the eved when she's not eating, so she's not going to realize anything different after her husband dies. So it's not a din in the kasha. And therefore, Tosfos has a girsa, maybe, I think Gemara's question is, Elamiata of Bas Yisrael, so this is a Koyin, shouldn't eat truma. Why not? Why shouldn't a Bas Yisrael, so this is a Koyin, eat truma? Because she might continue eating after Mises Baila. So that's what the Gemara means to ask. That's what Tosfos has a gear. So either way, Mara the Kasha. So Elam Ravashi, what's Pshat? We're looking for a third Pshat here. Why the Avodim of the Amona cannot eat Truma? Elam Ravashi, Ba'amona kehenes the Asila Ruya Mekara, the Asila Ruya Mekara after which we know. If we went here, Amona kehenes, she is a Bas Koyin herself. And she's Amona, and she went back to her own family eating truma, and now she went to marry the Kohen Gadol. The Asil Arush might say, Mikara Achle v'Truma Dvein Asha, by beginning, I was eating truma. In Sevile, Lahai, Achli v'Truma de Gavroi. It says, my Avadim were eating, she had Avadim. So when she went back home after the first Amona, she was eating truma, and her Avadim were eating truma. Why? Because she's a Kohenet, she's a Bas Kohen. Now, if you say that after she gets married, she eats in Sevilei Lahai, she marries the Kohen Gadol, Achli b'Truma, her Avadim eating Truma, the Gavroi, v'Hashda Hodi l'Milsa Kamaisa. Then when she gets, let's say when her husband dies, the Kohen Gadol dies, she'll say, oh, they continue eating. They were always eating Truma. Why should they continue eating Truma? V'Lo Yoda, just like last time I was on Mana, I ate, my Avadim ate Truma, now also. V'Lo Yoda, d'mikar, Lo Yishavisa l'naf shachalol. She didn't chap. Until now, she didn't become a chalala. Hashda shavisa nafsha chalala. Now she became a chalala. That means mekara when the first amana her avodim eating truma. Then she gets married, eat truma. So now after he dies, it goes back to status quo from before that they eat truma. She doesn't chap. Now it's different because now she's a different type of amana. Now she's an amana that became a chalala. So now her avodim don't eat truma. So she's going to think that they can eat truma, and that's why we say even when she's married to Kohen Gadol, they don't eat truma. So that's good. Amana kahenes because there she was eating truma before she got married to Kohen Gadol. Her avodim were eating truma. Her avodim were eating truma because she went back home. She was a Bas Koyin. But a Bas Yisrael, I'm on a Bas Yisrael, Mayik Lemei, what do you say? Our mission is Stam. I'm on a Koyin Gadol, the Avam Donin Chuma. I'm on a Bas Yisrael, let them eat Chuma. Mayik Lemei, and for the Gemara, Ba'am Unasa, Loi Pligir Abonon. There's a Loi Plug. And since I'm on a Koyin Gadol, we have this Xera, that maybe she's going to continue feeding Avadim Chuma even after the Koyin Gadol dies. So therefore, by every Amonah, we have the same Halacha, that they don't eat Bashas when they're married, to the, even Amona Yisrael also, which is married to Kohen Gadol, they don't eat Truma, or to Amona Kehenes, that's married to Kohen Gadol. Since there's Xer here also, is a loy plug, and therefore Amona Kohen Gadol, the Avadim will not eat Truma. That's a third pshat. We have three pshatim. We have Ravina's pshat, that when it comes to a Kenyan, it's only if it's Oichel, it's Machel. We had Rava's pshat, because he wanted to get divorced. And Rav Ashi's pshat, because of the halacha is, that there's a Xer, or to Amona, who's a Kehenes.